Hey everybody, it's Dan, and in today's video I want to talk to you about stop putting it off, just get the bloody content out.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well. So just get the content out, what's wrong with you? Stop being perfectionists, just get the damn stuff out. I don't understand why it takes weeks and weeks to get a website right, to get content out, to get the colours right, to get your logo done. I've never understood it. And it's this concept of perfectionism that's ruining your business right now. And it's like, don't get me wrong, you don't want it completely full of spelling mistakes. You know what? I would rather have something with spelling mistakes in it that goes out than not have content for 4 weeks. I can't think of anything worse than not having content for 4 weeks. You've got to get this stuff out the door. And it's like, stop overthinking it. Stop having agreement by committee. And have one person that goes, yep. And the only time you should be saying no should be extreme stuff where it's so obviously wrong. Everything else you should put out, because this is what happens. People go on about the content and they put so much onus on this one fabulous piece of content. They spend 3 hours recording it, or even worse than that, just not worse, but they spend 30 minutes recording it, they do it again and again and again until it's right. And then finally, well, it does, it takes 3 hours if it's a 30 minute piece of content and they've done it wrong a couple of times. And then finally, they've got this fabulous piece of content, they think, which is amazing. It's so correct. Everything's perfect on it. It's amazing. And then they put it out, and guess what? Crickets. 2 views. And I'm like, dude, you could have had 5 pieces of content, and you'd have had 2 views per piece of content. You'd have had 10 views, not 2 views. It's not about the quality of the content. Obviously, that's got to be a certain level, okay? Really obvious spelling mistakes, really garish colours, all of that kind of thing. But that's why I use a company like us, because this is what we do day in, day out. We put out a lot of content. But we have to really push and cajole people in. Dude, it's fine. Get it out. You should be on to your next piece by now. Oh, no. This, you don't understand. This has to be perfect. I get that. I totally get that. It has to be perfect in my business. But you know what? If it's not, that's fine. I just put out another 10 pieces of content to hide the fact that I got this one piece absolutely wrong. It doesn't make sense to me. You have to get more content out. I don't care how you do it. You've got to... I mean, I'm driving back. I've just had my booster jab. I'm driving back and I'm like, let's have a chat about content, shall we? And about just getting it out there. I have these videos in all sorts of places. I was sat in a restaurant, a cafe, and I'd had a coffee and a croissant or whatever it was, a donut probably for breakfast. And I was like, you know what, I've got this piece of content that I just want to get out. And I sat there and it was a podcast, and you could hear the beer barrels rolling down the ramps in the background. And we got some feedback on that one podcast. And the guy said, you know what, Dan, that was amazing. That was the best one yet. I'm sat in a goddamn cafe in front of my laptop with a microphone recording, looking like a complete idiot to everybody else sat there in sat there in the cafe. Look at him, who does he think he is? You know, I mean, if I was Spanish, I don't know what the hell I was talking about anyway. I didn't know what I was talking about probably at the time. But it's all irrelevant. The only thing that's relevant is you being noticed in front of people. You can tell really bad jokes and people will still like you. Imagine that. Imagine telling the worst joke ever, as long as it's, you know, clean and not offensive and all the rest of it. But the most unfunny joke, people go, that's my sense of humour. Tommy Cooper made a living off that. So you've got to get some content out. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be relevant. You know, have a relevant piece of content to a relevant audience with a relevant link back to a relevant page on your website, and just send it out. Some of this is brand building. Some of this is getting people to know you, getting to like you, getting to trust you, all the KLT stuff. Some of this is making people aware of your products and services. Some of this is just getting practice in, doing content and posting it out on social media. Because honestly, I actually think that is the biggest problem that most people face. They go, I'm not really good, and then they have this, you know, the imposter syndrome, which reminds them just how crap they are. And about the time at school when they were 11, they cried in front of the teacher. And they remember stuff like that. And could find all these reasons as to why they're not very good. And it's absolutely ridiculous. It's bonkers, in fact. Crazy bonkers. And it's like, just go live. Do videos like this. I don't care if it's wrong. Just do it. Put it out there. Get used to putting stuff out that's wrong. I've been on the radio a couple of times. And you go on the radio, and then you fret about saying the right thing and practicing saying the right thing. And I'm like, these days, I'm like, oh, just say whatever I want. If you upset someone, that's okay. If you do a podcast and someone disagrees, well, forget over it. So, you know, somebody might disagree vehemently. No, Dan, it has to be perfect. I don't put out any content unless it's absolutely perfect. And I'm like, okay, how many followers you got? What's your bank account looking like? What's your wealth looking like? How easy is it for you to close sales? And so on and so forth. You've not putting out enough content. I would rather, you know, and I'm not saying that you don't put out one piece of content per month or maybe per every 2 weeks. That's a really, really good piece of content. But what is good content? I don't even know what the difference is. Is good content Hollywood style with lots of editing? Or is it just handing out pieces of information that is actually life-changing? And I think it's the second, not the former. You're not Tom Cruise making Mission Impossible 4, whatever we're up to now. You're not, I'm trying to think of a director. You're not Steven Spielberg making his next Jurassic Park. It's you on a webcam talking about, I don't know, knitting or, I don't know, whatever it is that you're talking about. It doesn't have to be perfect. The content is more relevant and more important than it being perfect by a long way. And if you think perfection is more important than content, I think you're going to fail, in all honesty. Again, I'm not saying that it should be absolute crap that you're putting out there, but you know, if you get 80% of the way there, you could spend another couple of hours on it, and you get to 85%, and it's like, well, you could have had another 5 videos that gets you 80% of the way there, or this one video that gets you 85% of the way there, or even 90%. It's like, it's a 5 or 10% difference. It makes no difference. I've got 5 videos that goes out all through the week. People are watching them. People are commenting. Our podcast views went absolutely skyward today. They're absolutely going through the roof. Like, and it does this randomly. But I've not done podcasts until about 2 weeks ago, for previously 3 months before that. I've not done podcasts for ages. We weren't getting random spikes. Now we are. Why? Because we're putting out a lot of content. Is it perfect content? Is this perfect content? Like, some people think, yeah, it's all right, actually, Dan. And you're right. And some people go, oh, it's dreadful, I'll never use Dan. Awesome. And we say this, you know, we say it every podcast, we have to say it. I don't mind if you don't like it. I don't mind if you hate me. It's totally fine. You'll never do business with me. You'll never waste my time on the phone. You'll never come and speak to me at a networking event, unless you want to call me a twat or something. That's fine. be prepared for consequences, obviously. But that's fine. But those people who do like, oh, Dan, that was brilliant. I'm going to put my first piece of content out today. Like, those people are like, oh, that's brilliant. They're the people who you're going to get on the phone, who are going to talk to you and book strategy calls and then going to buy from you later on. These are all the same people. Split them. Have people that don't like you. Have people that do like you. But get your content out. All right. Hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.